Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Let's go, Mark chapter 5. Let's go down to Jairus. Behold, here cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell down at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come lay your hands on her that she may be healed. And Jesus went with him. He didn't even say anything to him. He just went with him. Jesus went with him. Much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Now, let me tell you something. Jesus is a rabbi. One of the accounts said, touch the hem of his garment. That prayer shawl came down beneath his garment all the way down. And being a Jew, she knew that the anointing was in that prayer shawl. Came over like this, under his clothes, and all the way down. If I can touch but the hem of that prayer shawl, I'll be made whole. I will be made whole. Will you be made whole? We're going to touch his garment right now. And I shall be whole. Straightway, the fountain of her blood dried up. And then she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Now, notice this. He's headed to Jairus' house, the leader of the synagogue. Why? Because Jairus asked him to. Jesus didn't know anything about that girl until Jairus said it. So he just followed him. What's happening here? Faith put him on the move. You come touch her, she'll live. She's not going to die. And then faith stopped him. Who touched me? Who touched me? So faith started him on the move, and faith stopped him in the road. And the whole crowd is touching him, but there wasn't any faith. But this one, I'm telling you, now notice this, she had heard of Jesus. So, and she, how long has she been there? Huh? How many years? 12 years. Do the time. Figure out how old Jesus was when that started. What about the woman that 18 years she'd been bowed over? Jesus was very young when she got bowed over. That's the reason that it was ludicrous for those people to say what they said about him, because 18 years they had an opportunity. Jesus was a young boy. The Lord said, just keep growing, son. Just keep growing. We're going to get her straightened up. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. So I don't care how long this condition's been around you. It's done for today. Yes. It is done for today. Yes. She heard, faith came. If I but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. Straightway, the fountain of the body was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Now, think about Jairus. How do we know she'd been that way 12 years? She told him. How do we know she'd been to many physicians? She told him. How long do you think that took? I don't know. But I expect it took a while. Because she was explaining to him what this is all about. And Jairus never said a word. And even then, I mean, you look at it in the 8th chapter of the book of Luke. I mean, even then, right in the middle of that situation, the death messenger came and don't bother the master any longer. Your little daughter's already dead. And Jesus answered and said, fear not. I don't think he said, fear not now. I think he said, stop the fear and she will be made whole. Amen. You stop the fear and you will be made whole.
Amen.
If there's something today that you're afraid of, you stop it.
Amen.
You stop it right now. You stop it right this minute. You come against that fear and say, no, bless God. Be like that little woman in Pearl, Mississippi, on death row. I met her, and she's just all smiles. She said, Brother Copeland, I'm believing for a life sentence because I like it in here. This is where my ministry is, but I win either way. I win either way. Praise God. We went, Gloria and I went to see Carla Faye Tucker and some other people there. She was called the axe killer. And she was so high on drugs, and they killed a doctor and she and a man. And she was. But she accepted Jesus on some material that was in the jail there in Houston. And so Gloria and I went to see there at women's death row there in Texas. And Carla Faye was one of them. And we came in there. We were all prepared to encourage them and preach. They said, no, y'all sit down. They had a program for us. They ministered to us. Amen. We did get to visit with them a little bit. But they were all in there together. And this one woman was on death row. And Gloria said she thought, well, her husband probably came home one night all drunked up and she killed him. No, it wasn't that way. She killed 5 of them, cut them up and buried them under a tree. And Carla Faye got her born again and filled with spirit. Right there on women's death row. And they're all just so happy. And Carla Faye was executed. But just happy she could be. Isn't this gospel is amazing.
Amen.
Yes. Well, we're about to pray the prayer of faith. But I wanted you to see this woman. We have no idea how long it took her to tell that. Particularly as excited as she is. You know she's skin and bones. Look it up in the 5th chapter of Leviticus and you'll see why she could have been stoned for being out in public. She took her life into her own hands. And here's Jairus, leader of the synagogue. He had the authority to do it, but he didn't have her on his mind. He got his daughter on his mind. But Jesus, how easy he is. Immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned in the press beside and said, who touched my clothes? The woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. She said it. She said it. She believed it. She said it. She received it. And she told it. She acted on it. Kenneth Hagin was in a meeting. After the service, he was staying in the home of some friends there, and they were had an evening meal. He said, you know, I've got to pray, and I've got to pray now. And the minute his knees hit the floor, there was Jesus. And he talked to him about some other things. But he said to Kenneth Hagin, he said, now write these things down. Well, he got up and went in the bedroom and got his pencil and a piece of paper and went back in there and got on his knees, and he's back in the Spirit again. He said, it's amazing how good you can write when you're in the Spirit. He said, because I was looking at Jesus and writing these things down. And Jesus told him, write these four things down. And he said, anyone that will do what this woman did, anyone, they can receive anything they want or anything they need from God if they'll do the four things that that woman did. Amen. And one of the big ones was corresponding action. She did it. She acted on it. She got out in that street knowing she could be stoned. She heard of Jesus. Faith came. And she believed it. And then she got out in the street. She did it. And then she told it. She testified to it. She told it. He said, anyone that'll do those four things can receive anything they want or need from me. A woman, years ago, was dying of heart trouble. She went to the hospital. And while she was in the hospital, the Lord just helped her and just healed her while she was in there. And she left the hospital. And she said the symptoms would start coming back, so she went back to the hospital. And she said, may I testify to some of the patients? I said, well, sure. And she'd go in there, and particularly women, she'd say, now, sweetheart, I'm going to tell you something. I was in this hospital, and I had the same problem you have, and the Lord healed me. And she said, all the time, this thing's acting up. But the Lord healed me. And she said, she'd just keep going, just keep testifying to it. And she said, then it'd quit. And she'd go back, and it'd start again. And so she'd go back. And then she'd talk to all of those people. She started going to other hospitals. And she'd go and say, she said, I was healed of heart trouble. I was in such and such hospital. And would it be all right for me to talk to your patients? Sure. And so she went in. She started doing that. She kept doing that. She kept giving her testimony. She kept giving her testimony. She kept giving her testimony till there were no more symptoms. And she was absolutely, totally healed from that day. She said it, and 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 she said it. Amen. God has a way of leading. The man I have told that story about, the man that I was working for, and I was flying, I didn't have a multi-engine rating and all that. His name was Bill Golightly. Funny, just a funny guy. And Gloria and I prayed with him, but I, you know. And so I got home, and it was a call Bill. So I called. They said, Mr. Copeland, Mr. Golightly passed away a couple of days ago. Oh, man. And I missed him. He's trying to get a hold of me. At the funeral, at the graveside, a woman walked over to me. Now, listen to this. Don't ever second guess God. Don't ever give up. She said, Brother Copeland, you don't know me, but I go to your mother's prayer group. And she said, I know Mr. Golightly was very important to you. I said, yes, yes, he was. Because, you know, I was with him when I met Gloria. And anyway, so she said, I woke up in the middle of the night, and I couldn't rest, and I began to pray in the Spirit, and I got up out of bed, and she says, way up in the morning, And she said, I got up out of bed, and I just couldn't quit praying. She said, I just kept praying in the Spirit and just kept praying in the Spirit, kept praying in the Spirit. And I went out and got in the car, and I started driving around. And she said, the Lord led me to a hospital. And she said, it's up in the morning. It's quiet in there. And she said, I just started going up and down the halls praying in tongues. And she said, I finally came up on this floor. And she said, I'm just walking down the hall praying in tongues. And someone said, excuse me, please. And she said, I opened that door and walked in there. And he said, do you know Kenneth Copeland? She said, no, but I know his mother. Well, Bill knew my mother well. And so he said, dude, can you pray like the Copelands pray? She said, yes, I can. And she said, Brother Copeland, I led him through the sinner's prayer. And she said, he was so happy. He was so thrilled. And I left him praising God. And a couple of days later, he went home, bless God. Amen. God is faithful. Because we prayed for him and we held up for him. So your loved ones are gone. Well, I don't know whether he's saved or not. Well, just go on and believe he is. You have reason to believe that. That's the most unreasonable thing you ever heard in your life. A woman get up in the middle of the night and pray in tongues up and down a hall until she finds a man that was dear to Gloria and me who we had prayed with. Somebody ought to shout amen. Amen. That's a good God.
Yes.
I said, that is a good God.
Yes.
Glory to God. I said, glory to God. He is a good God. He is the God of healing. He is the God of heaven and earth. He is the good God. So, if you are ready to pray the prayer of faith, stand with me, please. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, here's something Brother Hagin would say. Plug in with faith. Make an effort. The Lord told Brother Hagin when he was healed of heart and totally paralyzed, he said, you know what he said to him? Totally paralyzed. He couldn't feel anything from the waist down. His heart, he asked the doctor, he said, why is it if I drink something hot or cold, he said, it goes way over here like this before it ever gets to my stomach. Well, he was born so premature. I won't go into all the reasons why. He was born so premature that when he was born, the doctor thought he was dead. But Mark 11, 22, 23, 24, and 25. He just stayed there, just stayed there, and stayed there, and stayed there. And the doctor told him, he said, for you to live, we would have to put in a new heart, which we can't do. We would have to put in new lungs, which we can't do. You would have to have new blood, which we can't do. He said everything in your chest cavity would have to be taken out and put in new. Well, that's what God did by His Spirit. He was still that way. And here he is in the morning, and the Lord said by His Spirit, so, you believe you're healed. He said, I sure do. He said, healed people ought to be up this time of day. So he just started getting up. He just began to get up. And he couldn't. He's paralyzed. He couldn't. So he said, I just took those dead stumps I had for legs and just threw them out of the bed. And he said, and then I was hanging draped around that bedpost. And he said, I want to announce before to Almighty God, to all the angels in this room, and to every devil in hell, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. I'm making an announcement. I'm healed. And he said feeling started coming in those legs, and he said those nerves started coming alive, and he said it hurt so bad, it hurt so good at the same time. He said, I began to weep. He said, I wasn't weeping because it hurt. I was weeping because I could feel it. Yeah. And he found it. He only weighed 89 pounds. And he said, and within seconds, I was up and walking around the room praising God. But he said, I had to plug in with my faith, like plugging into a wall socket. The power is in that plug, and you know it, and you know good and well that when you plug that plug in there, the hair dryer's going to work. You believe that. Well, when you plug in with your faith, there's a whole lot more power than what's in that electric line. Plug in with your faith. If you believe the gospel that I have preached to you this morning, and you're ready to receive the power of God unto salvation for your spirit, your soul, and your body, and you're standing up right now, if you can't stand up on the inside, stand up on the inside. So right now, just close your eyes and lift your hands. Say this, the gospel that I have heard is the power of God unto my salvation. I confess Jesus Christ as Lord over my life. Spirit, soul, and body. I receive the power of God to make me sound, whole, delivered, saved, healed now. I act on the Word of God, and I receive the power of God. Sickness, disease, and pain. I resist you in the name of Jesus. Sickness, weakness, and pain. You are not the will of God. I enforce the Word of God on you. I will not tolerate you in my life. Leave my presence. I will never allow you back. My days of sickness and disease are over.
My days of sickness and disease are over.
I am saved.
I am the healed.
The power of sickness has been broken forever over my life.
Jesus bore my sickness,
my weakness and pain.
And I am forever free.
Sickness shall no longer lord it over me.
Sin shall no longer lord it over me.
Fear shall no longer lord it over me.
I've been redeemed from the curse of the law.
I proclaim my freedom in Jesus' name.
The gospel is the power of God to me unto salvation.
I receive the gospel.
I act on the gospel.
I am made whole in Jesus' name.
Now act, praise, move, see, hear, straighten up, be delivered, be free, be sound.
I break and I rebuke every habit. I rebuke every nasty habit in the name of Jesus.
I rebuke drug habit. I rebuke alcohol habit. I rebuke sexual habits that are killing you.
I rebuke every kind of thing in your body, in your system, in your mind.
I rebuke the devils that are pricking at your mind. And I release them off of you. I break your power, devil. In the name of Jesus,
I command you to be free. I command you to be healed. I command you to be well.
God won't wants you well. God wants you healed now.
This year, experience wide open faith at the Southwest Believers Convention, right here in the beautiful city of Fort Worth in the great state of Texas.
You tend to yourself and you show love and you show compassion and you walk strong and you walk right because power follows that. Power follows holiness. Power follows righteousness. Power follows it. The power to deliver. The power to stand healed and whole and well. The power to have plenty. The power to be supplied. The power to snatch people out of hell follows a church that is separated unto Him. We are supposed to be praying, and I'm not supposed to be preaching, but I cannot help myself.
This year, experience wide open faith at the Southwest Believers Convention. So come get a taste of Texas and save the date for August 1st through the 6th for the Southwest Believers Convention. Register today at kcm.org/southwest.
Hallelujah.
Hello, I'm Dwayne Munoz, Associate Dean of Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Today is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory, and we want to give you the opportunity to sow into the word you've heard this week. Galatians chapter 6, verse 6 and 7 says, "Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap." I love that God watches over the seed, and He will make sure of your harvest. Partners, thank you for your prayers and financial support. You are a vital part of every ministry outreach of KCM. Together with you and the faithfulness of Jesus, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are in their 55th year of preaching this uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. Through the word they've preached, generations of families have learned how to live by faith. There are countless victories of salvations, healings, restorations, and miracles, all to the glory of God. Let me pray over your offering today. Heavenly Father, I thank you for every person that has sowed into this ministry. And Father, I thank you that you are multiplying it back unto them, Lord. And I call their households blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've missed any of the broadcasts this week, go back and watch them free on kcm.org or on KCM's Roku channel. We had some powerful partner testimonies this week about God's healing word that will encourage you to believe for your breakthrough. Go to church this weekend, then join Kenneth Copeland Monday as he teaches on living faith as your lifestyle. It's the activator of the promises of God, and the more you operate in it, the more in position you will be to receive His victory. This is Dwayne Munoz reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To text to give, text the letters KCM to 36609. Together with you, we are sending the word of faith to families around the world.